and they are after all faiths. It's a war that the kingdom of man has tried to win for millennia, and they're not going to win this one, and they haven't won it in the past. And I think you can just look at all the evidence. You can look at what China did to the Tibetan Buddhist, and still, and the persecution, and keeping the Dalai Lama out of the country, and now even declaring that they get to appoint the next Dalai Lama, the Chinese Communist Party. You can look at Xinjiang, which is probably the most egregious religious persecution taking place in the world today. Million Muslim Uyghurs in concentration camps. And then if you get out of those, you're in this police state of a virtual prison by all the cameras and the facial recognition systems and the limitations on you. The destruction of the house church, the desire to control the Catholic Church, the persecution of Falun Gong, the credible reporting now of taking place of organ harvesting, and then top it all off with Hong Kong, that's supposed to be a two systems, one country, being merged into one system, one country, and the system is what Beijing is saying. This is just across the board. It's everywhere. It has gone more nationalistic, and instead it used to be more at a provincial level, and it's gone harsher under Xi Jinping. His main implementer is Chen Kuangguo. He's the party chair over Xinjiang. He put down the Buddhist. He's putting down the Muslims now, and the United States recently sanctioned him with global Magnitsky sanctions.